In this video, I made a comment that about crickets. Why, you know, my opinion as to why you shouldn't be eating them. I'm gonna clarify. Okay, I'm gonna show you what I found. Okay. All right, but anyway, for right now, let's do a little humor. Let me see here. Do a little humor right quick. Had a troll come in on this video. I'm getting a quite lengthy helping of them. Let me see, babe. But nevertheless, I like when they comment so I can block them. Nevertheless, look here though. I thought it was funny myself. He said, they really do give anyone a platform. Jeez, where's the censorship when you need it? Here go the censorship right here. I'm censoring that comment, and good riddance. That's a censorship right there. All right. But anyway, let me get into it right quick.
These animals were named horsehair worms because they were originally believed to be pieces of horsehair that had come in contact with water and miraculously became animate. There's even a scientist who sat and watched strands of horsehair in jars to test this hypothesis. That's science in action for you. There are somewhere around 350 described species of horsehair worms, but it's believed there may be upwards of 2,000 species alive today. They just aren't all classified, or have even necessarily been discovered. These worms are found on every continent besides Antarctica, though that's not really a surprise, both because Antarctica has almost no arthropods, and just because it's freaking Antarctica. Adult horsehair worms live in water, and are almost exclusive to freshwater habitats, though there are a couple exceptions that live in marine water. These worms may be seen in ponds, streams, lakes, rivers, and basically anything that retains water, like a cat's water bowl. Trust me, if that sounds unpleasant, it gets worse. Horsehair worm adults also occur in moist soil and leaf litter. They need water, but don't necessarily have to be submerged. Horsehair worm larvae, on the other hand, may be found elsewhere. Horsehair worms are an entirely parasitic animal phylum. Basically, what that means is that every known species uses another animal, or animals, called the host, in order to develop and obtain nutrients. There are ectoparasites, like ticks, and there are endoparasites, like today's subjects. The larvae of horsehair worms spend their lives inside a host, or multiple hosts, depending on how things work out. Horsehair worms begin life as eggs. Female horsehair worms can produce...
In case y'all ain't quite... these parasites gets inside of crickets, okay? These things gets inside of crickets, okay? Just bear with me.
Millions of eggs at a time. These eggs are typically fertilized by a male horsehair worm's sperm, though there are some horsehair worm species that can reproduce via parthenogenesis, in which eggs develop without sperm. Horsehair worm eggs, which have been laid in long strands in sediment or under debris, hatch after about 2 weeks to 3 months, depending on the water temperature. At this point, the larvae need to be consumed by a host. They can't move around much, so some of this is left up to chance. Sometimes they get lucky and a definitive, or primary, host, or the animal in which they will develop into an adult, will come drink up some water and ingest a larva or two. But often, the larvae are consumed by a traveling host. The larvae won't develop in these hosts, but they'll wait inside this animal's body until it is consumed by the horsehair worm larva's definitive host, at which point it can begin developing into an adult. Some traveling hosts for horsehair worm larvae include mollusks and aquatic arthropods. Definitive hosts for horsehair worm larvae include the praying mantis, crickets, beetles, millipedes, grasshoppers, cockroaches, and crustaceans. Now, perhaps you noticed that most of these definitive hosts are terrestrial animals. So then how, you might ask, would an adult horsehair worm end up back in the water? And that's where the wonders and total creepiness of parasitism come into play. It takes about 2 to 8 months for the larvae to develop into adult horsehair worms. When they're ready to emerge, horsehair worms cause their hosts to jump into water, effectively committing suicide so the adult worm can escape. By this point, the worm has grown to...
the mind, the worm hijacks the insect's mind. Remember the video I just showed you, medicine. Beware of technology that's going to hijack the mind. But nevertheless, that's apples and oranges, but just beware.
Phil, just about all of the host's body cavity, and even if it did survive the ordeal of having an adult horsehair worm eject from its abdomen, it wouldn't be feeling 100% afterwards. Horsehair worms may be about an inch long to more than 6.5 feet in length. And while it's typically only one adult horsehair worm per host, multiples do happen. Like we said, though, they like arthropods, so you don't really have anything to worry about. In fact, if you did accidentally swallow an adult horsehair worm, it would likely make its way out of your body through your mouth or nose. At least, that's what they do when they're eaten by other animals in the wild. For more facts on horsehair worms, check out the links in the description. Thank you to Enrico.
All right, let me go to the next video. Matter of fact, let me just show you some literature. Let me see here. Okay. Okay, that's a video. 39 seconds long. Let me show you some literature. It's something similar in the cricket body that's similar to shellfish. You know, the Bible tells us not to eat shellfish. Fish without scales and fins. That's what the Bible said. So if the body of a cricket is similar to shellfish, okay? Look. Have allergic reaction when eating insects. But nevertheless, let's just hope we don't have to, we don't, you know. I'm not fooling with no cricket, no way. Be out here eating some vegetation. All right, let me see here. It took me a while to find this. All of this page is just pretty much benefit, 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 benefit. And then you got just this, you know, little thing about a negative. So I tend to think if the masses is pushing pro, and you don't see no cons or no side effects, something's up. All right, let me move on to the next one. Damage caused by crickets to human health. All right, here's another side effect of crickets. Although crickets can bite, they do not target humans as it is difficult for their mandibles to break the skin. However, the primary danger associated with cricket is not their bite, but the parasites and diseases they carry. You know, like E. coli and Salmonella. Cricket feces contain worms that cause painful sores and rashes on human skin if contracted. These insects can also make you sick with symptoms similar to the flu. That's another side effect fooling with crickets. Okay? I used to pick them up and play with them as a child, but never ate them. I don't know the benefits of eating them, the side effects of eating them, and don't intend to. I'm just showing you some negatives. All right? Cricket feces contain worms. So when they poop, it's worm in there. So why would you want to eat this stuff? Let me see. What source is this? This is a pest control. This is an exterminator. Okay? In San Antonio, look like. Yeah. But anyway, let's go on to the next one. I ain't gonna make this long. This is pre-recorded. It's not gonna be too long. All right, man. Look, do crickets bite humans? Yes, they do. They do bite and have been known to bite humans. However, their mouths are not sharp enough to cause you any physical danger. But this is what I want to focus on. Their diets mainly consist of dead insects. So you got an insect that eat dead stuff. Okay,
Why would you want to, why did you want to eat insects that eat dead insects? I'm talking about if you, especially if you're a brew and you going by the word. And then the allergic reactions of eating crickets is similar to shellfish, what the Bible tells us not to eat. Then the cricket poop. Okay, they packaged to put the cricket in the food. Is they going to make sure that there's going to be cricket poop in the food? Okay. Is the parasites inside the crickets like pork worms that you cannot kill? I'm just saying, even if you ignore all of that. But my mind made up. No. All right, but look here. Their diets mainly consist of dead insects. So a cricket is a darn scavenger. How many people want to eat buzzards? Buzzards? Pig is a scavenger. Nevertheless, all right, I'm showing you another negative. Okay. I showed you that. Let me see here. This video, it shouldn't be too long. It's a video. Is this it? Let me see here. No, I just showed that video, didn't I? Hold on. Here's the one where worm, the cricket coming out. Let me rewind this. It's coming out the cricket. The worm coming out the cricket. Hold on. Let me play the sound. Hold on. Y'all look at that. That's that worm coming out that cricket. It controlled the cricket, manipulated the cricket's mind to make it go to the water so it can get out and swim in the water. Okay. Oh, the sign was up. Okay. Thought it was another video. Hold on. That ain't it. I guess this is it. Hold on.
These animals were named horsehair worms because they were originally believed to be pieces of horsehair that had come in contact with water and miraculously.
I done that. Okay, this is the video. All right, hold on. Look at the title. Horsehair worm eat a cricket alive and control
his
mind.
The day starts normally enough. You give your pet some food and water, but later, in your pet's water dish, you find this, a hairworm. It didn't get here on its own. It came out of a little cricket. Don't believe me? Okay. These hairworms are gnarly parasites. They actually control a cricket's mind to get to their home, the water. The hairworm's journey starts innocently enough in a river as an egg, one of many in this long string. The eggs grow into squiggly larvae, which get eaten by a mayfly larva that also lives in the river. And inside the mayfly is exactly where the hairworm needs to be. The hairworm uses this pointy part to burrow into the mayfly's flesh. Then it curls up and waits. Because really, it's not after a mayfly, it's after a cricket. So it sits tight, while the mayfly larva turns into an adult and heads to dry land, where it just might get eaten by a cricket that has no idea what it's in for. Inside the cricket, the hairworm goes at it, eating all the cricket's stored up fat for about a month. The cricket loses its chirp, But the hairworm doesn't kill the cricket because the worm needs a lift back to the water. Crickets usually avoid bodies of water. They're not great swimmers. So the worm takes over, boosting chemicals in the cricket's brain, which make the cricket walk around mindlessly until it happens to reach water. Scientists in France watch this infected cricket make a beeline for the pool. The hairworm makes a break for it. Still going. But don't worry, they don't target humans. Ready for more? This one at the University of New Mexico has a whole lot of hairworms inside it. They don't waste any time curling around each other to mate even before they're fully outside the cricket. But it's more than a gruesome spectacle of nature. Learning about these hairworms can help scientists understand parasites like toxoplasma that make us very sick. As for the crickets, don't feel bad. If they don't drown, most of them survive their ordeal. At least, that's what scientists have seen in the lab. They go back to being crickets and hopefully stay on dry land. Hi, it's Lauren. Who's hungry for more?
All right. Let me stop sharing my... Okay, let me pause right quick. All right. Let me see here. They call it chitin. They don't call it cricket. That's what I was talking about last night. They changed what it is. Why not just call it what it is? Crickets. Maybe I'll make a thumbnail out of that. See, that's why some people are allergic to shellfish. This should look like something else. Maybe something else. Let me go back. Chitin. That's what they're making out the crickets. But it's in shellfish, which the Bible tells us to avoid. See? If they extract this out of, let's see how they make chitin. If they extract this and put some kind of chemical, so that already going to damage the body. Let me see. Maybe I'll do a video. Let me see if they got videos. Short video. I'm gonna have to, but yeah, I think I've proven my point. Now you can do what you want to do. But as for me and my house, we're gonna serve Yahuwah. All right.